Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are Casa de Peregrinos Executive Director Lorenzo Alba and Doña Ana Arts Council Executive Director Kathleen Albers to talk to us about a very special event on June 20th. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much, Emily.
You're welcome. The name of the event is Feed the Body and Soul. We're talking about Casa de Peregrinos feeding people, and also we're feeding the soul, so that's the arts.
That's right. Well, this event is really about the collaboration between the two organizations. I really think that it's important to find in between the nonprofits what we have in common. And when we got to know Lorenzo, we were at a function, the community foundation function, and got to talking to him about his food bank. And I thought, and it just came to me, like, my gosh, we should do something together, because I really believe in what he's doing. And I really see that the arts and feeding the body and soul, it's all about the quality of life for Las Cruces, and that you have to have both to have a good quality of life.
Absolutely. This collaboration is very important, I feel, as well, because it's a way for two nonprofits to pull the resources together, not only in talent, but also, you know, from their donors, their donor base, their volunteer base, and the community that goes to them, and collaborate to come to both at the same time and benefit both from this awesome event. It's a great idea. We hope that it sets precedence for other organizations, that they begin to do collaborations like this as well and pull the resources together.
So how did you decide who was going to be your headliner?
Well, I love Nosotros. So we talked about it, and Lorenzo said, oh, yes, of course, that's a natural. So we called them up, and we got them on board. They were available for this date. And then we decided that we would ask them if they would maybe donate some items so we could auction them off in a silent auction. And then we got the idea. Lorenzo just got the refrigerated food truck for his organization. So we said, well, let's spread this out. And maybe the week before we'll do a perishable food drive. So we're going to do that too. So it just kind of grew as we started talking, and we just tossed ideas around, and it just...
It really has. I think that's the neat part about collaborating, is that all of a sudden you have two organizations that are putting their heads together and coming up with these great ideas. And it's going to turn into about a two-week event, actually.
Right.
And it's exciting for us. I know we'll have a food drive over at the farmer's market on the 13th, that Saturday morning, through 1 o'clock, and collect perishable items. We'll have a refrigerated truck there. Also be selling tickets to the concert that day. And then we'll be ready for the show. For the show, we have a lot of special things happening, beginning real early, and I'll let Kathleen tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we're going to have the Project Main Street is going to bring out the food trucks, and also they've brought High Desert Brewery along, so they're going to have a food truck roundup out right on Main Street from 6 to 10 p.m. So you can come early, get some food and drink, and then go to the concert at 7, and then come back out, and they'll still be there. Also, we're going to have a silent auction that night. We've collected all kinds of stuff from wonderful donors, the Silver Assets over in Mesilla, Mateo. Also, the Main Street Bistro has donated a gift certificate. All kinds of people are donating things to make this benefit a success.
Well, the benefit is not just for Casa de Peregrinos, but for the Doña Ana Arts Council education programs. Kathleen, what education programs do you have?
Well, for children, our main season is during the summer, where we have three different camps. We have a career art path for middle school students, Missoula Children's Theater for students from kindergarten through 12th grade. And then we just have a new camp called Opera Storytellers, where it's a collaboration with the Santa Fe Opera. And that's going to be in July, in the middle of July. So those are our summer programs. And then also during the year, we collaborate with the Las Cruces Public School to provide arts integration in the classrooms.
Lorenzo, for Casa de Peregrinos, something that maybe many people aren't aware of, the need for food in this community.
Absolutely. There's, you know, one thing I've realized is that we're never going to be able to end it. We can fight it. We can provide resources for it. But to end that cycle of hunger in our community, it's going to be very difficult to do. So there's always a need for food, especially in the summer. We have the kids out of school, and we have a summer food program where we allow the families to come twice a month, and that's ends up costing us about $12,000 every summer additionally. And that's the kind of funding that we need during the summer is to help us with programs like that one. So this is actually very perfect timing for it.
So the food banks you have, you provide food for specific communities, or is it throughout Doñana County?
We actually, our flagship program is right here in Las Cruces over at the Community of Hope. But we also have 12 mobile food pantries set up in very specific colonia areas of Doñana County. They're all pretty close in proximity to almost every colonia in the county, which is actually pretty amazing that we're able to do that. Very proud of that program. It provides food for a lot of elderly. About 30% of the people in those communities are seniors.
And now going back to the Doñana Arts Council, many people in some of these areas really have not had the opportunity to attend some of these concerts. How is that going to affect that?
Right. Well, that's part of what we do with our arts education. During the year, we not only provide arts integration in the schools, but we also bus children in to see performances. And that's a big part of what we're raising money for. Last year, we brought in a program called Scrap Arts Music that was incredible. Percussion instruments made from recycled industrial materials. And they put on two fabulous shows for kids that were third through fifth grade. And we brought in two full houses of children, and we bussed them in. And this coming year, we have two programs planned. One is a theater program called Imago, which is going to be wonderful acrobatic performers that have these animal masks. And then the other one is going to be called Barrage 8, which is an octet, so a very high-energy young people playing stringed instrument. So in both of those cases, we bring children from all over the area into the Rio Grande Theater to see the shows.
And how do they find out about it, and how can they get on the list to be able to come out?
Well, the main thing is if they want to call, the teachers can call the Rio Grande Theater or the Doñana Arts Council and contact us and let us know they want to, and then we'll make sure that they get, we try to rotate the opportunities around to the different schools to make sure everybody gets a chance.
Well, now for the summertime, like this performance, June 20th, 7 p.m., with Nosotros, they got their start here in Las Cruces, now they're up in northern New Mexico. Will you be able to bus any children for that?
You know what? What we're asking parents to bring them on down and to really, it's going to be a family event. So that's the main thing we're trying to do. And this really is a fundraiser so that we can raise the funds for these education programs and for the food bank.
So it'll be a fun fundraiser.
Fun Absolutely. Fundraiser. There you go. There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Now, your website, Kathleen,
yes.
is?
It's www.riograndetheater.com. And the phone number is 575-523-6403. And tickets are on sale at the website or by calling that number.
And Lorenzo, what about Casa de Peregrinos? Do you have a website?
We sure do. It's www.casadeperegrinos.org. And you can contact us by phone at 523-5542.
And will that also list the days of the food banks and where you will be at different specific times?
We have all that information online, and you can also contact us, and we can give you the specific times of any of the pantries that we have.
And Lorenzo, you've been with Casa Peregrinos now 4 years. Well, how have you seen that grow or the changes that are in this community?
Wow, that's a loaded question because in what we do, the mission has always remained the same, but how we get there has what's changed tremendously. How we acquire the food, the resources that we're using at the time, all that has changed so much over the last 4 years since I've arrived. It would take me an hour to explain it all to you. One thing I can tell you is that we live in a very, very, very giving community, and I wouldn't want to work in nonprofit anywhere else except Las Cruces. This community always seems to come through when you really need them, and whether it's a business or an individual donor or a volunteer, this community always comes through.
And Kathleen, what have you seen? You've been with the Doñana Arts Council how long?
Oh my goodness, so long. One of my first meetings with the Doñana Arts Council was when we acquired the Rio Grande Theater in 1998. So it's been decades. But I have seen so much growth. And, you know, for us as the Arts Council, acquiring the theater, renovating the theater, it's become the venue by which we can deliver so many artistic endeavors, performing arts. We also have the art gallery. And so it's become much of our work is there at the Rio Grande Theater. But still, at the core is education and reaching the people that need the arts that don't have opportunities for it. And as we've seen the cutbacks in the schools, we've seen our role really grow.
So. Well, they've cut back a lot of the arts in the schools, and they've cut back a lot of food programs in the schools as well, have they not?
Absolutely. It's just one of those things that happens, and unfortunately, it does happen in cycles. You know, we rely on our government for a lot of the funding, especially for schools. So, you know, when they are lacking in something, it's the small programs that get cut, and the nonprofits are the ones that get the brunt of it, and we feel it. And I agree with Kathleen on that. We definitely feel it.
Well, we are a growing community, not just with children, but we have a lot of seniors coming in from different areas who have brought in their perspective of things and life. And how can you reach them to try to help our community and be part of it?
Well, we have a really active volunteer program, and getting those seniors involved in our Renaissance Arts Fair, the Las Cruces Arts Fair, and certainly ushering and handing out programs or whatever at the Rio Grande Theater events. And when people come by, we have a mailing list that we ask them to sign up for, and if they're interested in volunteering, they can check that box. And we've gotten a lot of very, very interested people, and it's wonderful. What a wealth of resources and ideas they have. And yeah, so it's been great.
And Lorenzo?
Likewise, you know, our volunteer base is largely made up of seniors, and let me tell you, they are the best resources ever. Their experience can help you along. Some of them are retired executives, some of them are retired professors and teachers, and they bring such a new perspective to what you do and are very eager to share it with you. And I can't tell you enough about our volunteers. They're definitely the heart of what we do.
Well, how about our youth? Do we get enough youth involved in volunteering?
I think we do. I think that it happens more than not here in this community. And one thing that we've done is we've made it a point to go out to the schools and talk to them, not only about what we do at Casa de Peregrinos, but philanthropy and volunteerism as well. As a matter of fact, I will be over here on Monday at the university talking to the TRIO program students that the university has, two different programs. I'll talk to them about the volunteerism, and then they'll come over on Thursday and spend a couple of hours volunteering for us at Casa de Peregrinos.
And mainly we see the youth come to our Renaissance Arts Fair because there's great opportunities to run the children's realm or to help with Magellan the Dragon or help with the food booths or whatever at the gates. And it's just so much fun to dress up and get them engaged. And, you know, the definition of art can be so broad, and that's a great time to at the Renaissance Fair to get kids involved. And we've been successful in that.
Well, Nosotros also brings in a variety of age groups, mm-hmm. from the college students to even up to seniors.
Mm-hmm. They definitely fit all demographics, and it's just because of the music that they play. They're hometown boys. Everybody loves them here in Las Cruces, and we expect a definite sellout.
Vente, vente, vente a vacilar con nosotros. Nuestro ritmo te va a gozar. Vente, vente. Vente a vacilar con nosotros.
Yes, we expect to sell it, and we expect people to be dancing in the aisles because you can't help it. You have to stand up and dance.
So feed the body and soul, a special benefit concert for Casa Peregrinos and the Doña Arts Council Education Programs, June 20th, 7 p.m. at the Rio Grande Theater. Thank you so much for coming out and talking to us about Fuentes. You definitely are both our bridges to the community.
Well, thank you, Emily.
Thank you so much, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.
Vente, vente, vente a vacilar con nosotros. Nuestro ritmo te va a gozar. Vente, vente, vente a vacilar con nosotros.